Elegy in a Country Churchyard, Thomas Gray. For who to dumb forgetfulness a prey, this pleasing anxious being ever resigned, left the warm precincts of the cheerful day, nor cast one longing, lingering look behind. On some fond breast the parting soul relies, some pious drops the closing eye requires. Even from the tomb the voice of nature cries, even in our ashes live their wonted fires. For thee who mount mindful of the unhonored dead, dost in these lines their artless tale relate, if chance by lonely contemplation led, some kindred spirit shall inquire thy fate. Haply some hoary-headed swain may say, oft have we seen him at the peep of dawn, brushing with hasty steps the dews away, to meet the sun upon the upland lawn. There at the foot of yonder nodding beech, that wreaths its old-fashioned roots so high, his listless length at noontide would he stretch, and pore upon the brook that babbles by. Hard by yon wood, now smiling as in scorn, muttering his wayward fancies he would love, now drooping woeful worn, like one forlorn, or crazed with care, or crossed in hopeless love. One morn I missed him on the customed hill, upon the heath, and near his favorite tree, another come nor yet beside the rill, nor up the lawn, nor at the wood was he. The next with dirges due in sad array, slow through the churchway path we saw him borne. Approach and read, for thou canst read the lay, graved on the stone beneath yon aged thorn. Here rests the head upon lap of earth, a youth to fortune and fame unknown. Fair science frowned not on his humble birth, and melancholy marked him for her own. Large was his bounty and his soul sincere. Heaven did a recompense as largely send. He gave to misery all that he had, a tear. He gained from heaven, it was all he wished, a friend. No further seek his merits to disclose, or draw his frailties from their dread abode. There they alike in trembling hope repose, the bosom of his Father and his God.